This is KUT. Austin police are wrapping up another no-refusal weekend. That means people stopped for suspected drunken driving can have their blood drawn if they refuse a breathalyzer. But drivers aren't the only people that have to make sure they're following the law. KUT's Ben Philpott explains the rules bars are expected to observe.
State law says bars may not continue to serve drinks to someone who is already intoxicated. The Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission can conduct what they call a source investigation to find out where the alcohol came from that got someone drunk. Chris Porter is the public information officer for the TABC.
And as part of our enforcement efforts, TABC is able to charge those who serve alcohol to someone who's intoxicated with a crime that could lead to a $1,000 fine or up to a year in jail.
A bar or restaurant isn't immediately in trouble if one of its servers gets caught over-serving, but if a single location has repeat violations, the TABC can revoke its liquor license.
In the case where something happens to a customer or to someone else on the road, you know, in, say, for example, someone is over-served and they go out and have a drunk driving accident, there are provisions in place for those retailers to be held liable for anything that may have happened as a result of over-serving those patrons.
That provision recently made news in Austin. 22-year-old Victoria Garcia died in June when she hit a car while driving the wrong way on Ben White Boulevard. The people in the car she hit are now suing Alamo Drafthouse and the Moon Tower Saloon for over-serving Garcia. Ben Philpott, KUT News.